Hey, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This is going to be episode 24, I believe, titled A/B Testing. This is your host, Bipolar J. So, A/B testing, for those who don't know, is a term used in technology in startups in which you can move very fast. Sorry, I was interrupted just there. So A/B testing is a term, it's a technique used in startups to allow you to move fast and then readjust. So what do I mean by that? So I just watched a very quick video from Vox, and they explain it very well. Vox is a YouTube channel. Let's take the case of Netflix. Netflix, as you know, has a lot of thumbnails. So when you go into Netflix, you see a bunch of different thumbnails. Now, the thumbnails are actually tailored specific for you as a user. So your account's thumbnail for, say, Stranger Things might be different than your friend's account's thumbnail for Stranger Things. And this is because Netflix does A/B testing constantly to find out what will engage you the most. So what is the goal of Netflix? Well, the goal of Netflix is to keep you on the platform, keep you watching the videos. So what it does is that machine learning and AI algorithms, they pick the best thumbnails they think that will allow you to click on that video. And then their in-house team comes in and does the graphics, and then they present it to you. And based on whether or not you clicked it, they will change the thumbnail or they will keep it the same. And same thing is happening to your friend's account. So that's why you can get wildly divergent thumbnails for the exact same show. So for example, somebody who likes watching romantic comedies, when they see Good Will Hunting, they might see a picture of two people like ki about to kiss, whereas somebody who's into stand-up comedy might see a picture of Robin Williams on the thumbnail. So that's the basic idea of A/B testing. Now, the reason why I want to talk about A/B testing is because it's not just for technology, and it's not just for these big corporations that can only use the A/B testing. You can use A/B testing in your everyday life. How can you use it? Well, let's just take an example about, I don't know. Let's say you're trying to, what I'm trying to do is decrease my medication. So I want to decrease my medication slowly with the help of my healthcare professional. Basically, what I do is like I do all the reporting. This is another podcast. In previous episode, I'll explain how I do reporting. And then I A/B test on myself all the time. So for week one, that's my sprint from Scrum. As the previous podcast explains what Scrum is. I A/B test by decreasing only one of the drugs, one of the medications. And then I re report on myself on what happened. And I go to my doctor and report. And then if everybody's on board, if I think I should decrease that medication, and then my doctor agrees I should decrease that medication, then I've succeeded. Okay, great. Now, then next week, I'll try to do the same thing. Basically, it's do the same loop. You just A/B test, A/B test, A/B test until finally I've achieved my goal, which for me long term is to be off of medication and on meditation. So that's my long term goal. So there you have it. And I believe it's possible to do it because I've done it before in the past. Now, of course, this might just be the mania speaking, which is why I always, after this podcast introspection, I do extrospection by talking to friends and family and by talking to my healthcare professional, or my psychiatrist, my doctor, and my therapist. And then once everybody's agreed, once I've agreed, once they've agreed, then I know I've taken the right path. And I know I've not gone too fast or gone too slow. Because A/B testing is a very fast way to do things. So don't get me wrong, A/B testing has its downsides. If you, I mean, like if you keep on testing on yourself, you might just break down. You're just like, oh, you keep on looping, 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 and into mania, which is what happened to me in the past. So the important thing, one more time, is I'm not your psychiatrist. I'm not your therapist. Check with your healthcare professionals. Check with your friends and families if your plan is to decrease medication, like my plan is. And please do not take this as advice. This is not meant to be advice. This is just me spewing my consciousness into the void, into the podcast. Take it for what it is. Just me, Bipolar J, spewing possibly nonsense. So this is not a advice podcast. This is simply an outlet, creative outlet for me to feel better about what's going on in my life. And I think it's done that purpose. Now, if you listen and you like the podcast, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe, like, whatever it is you got to do, because this is also a business for me. So I'm trying to grow my audience. Feel free to share this with your friends and family. And maybe in the future, I won't have to work and I can just live off the podcast. It's already starting. So thank you for all those listeners who are tuning in, and to the new subscribers who are tuning in. I'll see you guys, or I'll hear you guys in the next one. I don't know. Peace.